listening to Inc. Radio. Here's Alan Taylor.
Inc. Radio is brought to you in part by Benetrends Financial. I don't know if you know it or not, but you can finance your own business or a franchise with your own 401. What is it, Scott Duffy? 401k. I'm looking at numbers and they all just came out of my mouth. Benetrends Financial. You can check it out. My friend Rocco is going to go, what are you doing? You're messing up my company. Scott Duffy's here from the book Launch, and he's also going to be involved with us at Inc.com, and there'll be a tab called Launch later on this summer. We'll talk about that.
You know, I'd love to follow up on one thing from the last segment.
Yeah.
You know, we were talking about it doesn't matter where you are in your life. You know, everyone goes through similar types of ups and downs, all that kind of stuff. You know, if you really want to break free and you really want to go and you want to start this business, you need to focus on how am I going to start this business, right? You need to put yourself in that mindset, because I think that whatever you focus on, you get. And it reminds me, I was just at Disneyland and I was with my young daughter, my little girl, Lexi, and she's 5 years old. And Lexi is unbelievable at attracting money. She's like one of those people, wherever she goes, she finds a dollar or a dime, doesn't matter.
I was one of those people.
You're one of those people?
Oh, yeah.
So I've never seen anything like, so we go to Disneyland and she's walking and she's picking up and then we're in a ride and she finds money. And so finally I asked her, I said, Lexi, I don't understand. How is it that you always find money? And she said, Dad, it's just what I look for.
Oh, isn't that great?
Right? From a 5-year old.
And she finds it.
And, you know, we're both car guys and we talk about, you know, the idea of how you learn to crash, right? And the importance of focus. And, you know, you're taking a driving lesson and the person who's instructing you, you know, just when you're feeling comfortable, you know, they may do a little tug on your wheel.
Yeah.
And what happens is, you know, what does the average driver do? Well, they immediately go and focus on the thing that they fear most, which is the wall.
And they drive right into it.
That's
right. My son did that the other day.
That's what happened. So, because as soon, for those listening, as soon as your eyes go towards the wall, what it does is it pulls your head and that pulls your shoulders.
Yep.
And before you know it, your whole body is physically going that way.
Yep.
So the instructor has one really simple job, and that's just to touch their hand, put their hand on your helmet, and just guide your head back towards the road. And what happens is when your eyes go back that way, so does your head and your hands, and that's how you get out.
So your car follows what you're looking at. That's the rule of the driving rule. Look where you want to go, not where you are going.
Exactly.
Yes.
And as an entrepreneur, I say this, look at where you want to go.
Look what I found in your parking lot.
You found a penny.
It's a dirty little nasty penny, and I stepped over it, and I thought to myself the same thing. That's such a cute story about your daughter, because I always find money.
Yeah.
And I will not step over a penny. I pick up every one, because to me it's the little things in life.
Yeah.
Like the principle of the penny. And if I stop for the little things, I'll stop for the big things too, but I want to stop. My father always said, if I can't trust you in the little things, how can I trust you in the big things?
Mm.
So I look at each one of these things as a little lesson. Now, moving on, because we only have a few minutes, you have something launching that I am so excited about as a content creator and a person that markets a lot. And those two words, content.market. Tell us 2 minutes on that.
Well, it's so important today for every business to use
your own startup, by the way. I love
my own startup. Yeah. Yeah. For every business owner out there to use content to market themselves. You know, it's how they connect with their audiences. It's how they build relationships. It's how they help drive folks towards sales. But it's really tough. It's really tough to
and expensive, by the way.
Expensive to generate all the content you need for your website and your blog posts and your social media. And so what content.market is it's like, I don't know, have you ever been out on like Shutterstock or Getty Images?
Absolutely.
These sites that you go to and you find an image and you can download it and you get the right to use it wherever you want.
You got to pay for it though.
You pay for it.
Yeah. And a lot sometimes.
And a lot of money. So what we're talking about is basically that kind of concept, Shutterstock, but for content. Imagine a place that you can go and you can download great video, great articles and blog posts, great infographics.
And I can put them on my website.
And you can put them on all your media, your website, your social media, your marketing campaigns. And you have the royalty-free right to use it. And guess what? Everything? It's $5.
I love that, man. I'll tell you, I was explaining this to one of my business partners last night, as a matter of fact. And he goes, well, why would I need other people's content? I go, well, you know what? You don't need to reinvent the wheel. He told me a story about something he wanted to do called My Car Runs on Sunshine, because he wants to get a solar, you know, panel and charges batteries on a car. And I said, what happens if you found somebody else already wrote that story and it happened to be about, say, Tesla cars and their new battery thing that they have on the wall? And I said, maybe you just want to post it and say, this is such a great idea. Well, you really can't unless you kind of have ownership of it.
And people who are interested in your product are going to have interest in that article. local as well.
When is it going to be? When is it coming live?
August of this year.
I love it. This is going to be a game changer. $5.
$5.
Instead of paying a full-time employee, I can just noodle around and spend a few bucks here and there. And I've got myself a robust, rich website or whatever social media thing I'm doing. Thanks to Scott Duffy.
Thanks for having me today.
Content.market is his new venture, his new book, Launch, a step-by-step guide to launching a new business, product, or service on websites and newsstands everywhere. And this summer, it will be at Inc.com. Look for the tab, Launch. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Inc. Radio. We'll see you next week. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.